Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of the musical Gatsby. I come to this show in somewhat unusual circumstances. As regular listeners might remember, I reviewed Gatsby last year when theatre company Ruby in the Dust, for whom I've always had the utmost respect, staged it at the Arts Theatre. Without opening old wounds, it's safe to say my review was less than complimentary, and as a result of that, I was contacted by the producer, who rather magnanimously said he agreed with many of the points I'd made and in hindsight regretted putting the show on at the Arts. He then invited me along to this rejigged version that the company are currently staging at the Union Theatre. Now, given the producer was so generous of spirit, I'd love to be able to say that problems have been solved and that the show has had new life breathed into it. Sadly, though, many of the things that made the show so underwhelming before are still in evidence. Things might have been changed, but not necessarily for the better. Joe Evans' score just isn't strong enough. As before, it's the ensemble numbers that work the best. I Bet He Killed a Man, Escape the Heat and Ladder to the Stars being the most notable. But the show has too many songs in between those that simply don't grab the imagination. Lini Riedman's book has been rejigged to make Paul Dubois as Woolsign the narrator of the story, which rather leaves Blair Robertson as Nick very little to do. We know that Daisy Buchanan is a superficial personality, but here Joanna Brown plays her far too ditzy. Zed Joseph as Tom Buchanan has some impressive moments, particularly in his showdown with Gatsby, but as before, it's the role of Gatsby that's the main problem. Now, Robert Redford and Leonardo DiCaprio in the film versions of the story are obviously tough acts to follow. But while Nicholas Fagerberg has the jawline of an Oxford man, he just doesn't display the charisma to make us believe that all these people would do anything to be in Gatsby's orbit. It's not all bad, however. Fern McCann from reality TV shows The Only Way is Essex and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here makes her stage debut as Myrtle Wilson and is something of a revelation. I loved her bluesy vocals. She had a strong American accent and a very sultry stage presence. I'm sure many critics had come along with pen sharpened, waiting for her to be a disaster, but in the end she proves to be the show's saving grace. My conclusion is much as it was before. Scott Fitzgerald's classic jazz age novel of Love and Betrayal is ripe material for adaptation into a musical, but sadly, at least in its present form, this isn't it. Gatsby continues at the Union Theatre until the 30th of April. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.